The first scripture reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great officer and highly esteemed. It was at Naaman's hand that God gave a victory to Aram. He was a mighty warrior, and he had leprosy. Now, on one of their raids, the Arameans captured a young Israelite woman. She served Naaman's wife. One day, she said to her mistress, "If only Naaman would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure Naaman's leprosy." Naaman went to the king and told him what the Israelite woman said. "By all means, go," the king replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman went, taking along 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you to my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the prophet of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Have Naaman come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the entrance to Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be cleansed." But Naaman got angry, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand on and call on the name of Yahweh and wave his hand over the spot and cure leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. Naaman's attendants approached him, saying, "Sir, if the prophet had told you to do some difficult thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, as the prophet of Israel told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a youth. Herein is wisdom. The gospel reading is from Mark chapter 1, starting at verse 40. A person with leprosy approached Jesus, knelt down, and begged, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the person with leprosy, and said, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately, the leprosy disappeared, and the person was made clean. Jesus sent off at once with a stern warning, "Not a word to anyone. Go and present yourself to the priest, and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, as a testimony to the religious authorities." But the person who had been healed went off and began to proclaim the whole matter freely, spreading the word. As a result, it was no longer possible for Jesus to enter a town openly, and Jesus stayed in lonely places. Even so, people kept coming to him from all directions. Herein is good news.